Good morning, Housing and Dining Services. Hope you're enjoying your day, and welcome to our second podcast brought to you by your professional development team. My name is Nicole Reed, and today I'm joined by Justin Thimgen, and we're going to be talking about cybersecurity. Cybersecurity is something we've seen and heard a lot about. It's in the news right now, and so I want to get us kicked off by talking about what is cybersecurity?
Yeah, well, thank you for having me today. Cybersecurity, in a general term, is defending your computers, servers, mobile devices, electronic devices, networks, data, any of that kind of IT-related stuff from malicious attacks, from the outside world trying to attack a device.
So how can we protect ourselves both on our work computers and our phones and our home computers?
Yeah, very good question. The biggest thing is end-user education, like this podcast, is to just try to get everybody to understand what is the best way to go. Teaching people how to defend themselves is the best way than any computer can defend against it. A few things that are really just things to do in general is the simplest is to delete a spam email, right? If you think it's wrong, it's too good to be true, just delete it. If it comes to your work email, your @callofstate address, you'll want to forward that via attachment to abuse@callofstate. So you'll save the email and then forward it out to abuse@callofstate.edu. Those instructions are on ACNS's webpage. Division of IT is their new name. For that kind of stuff. If you think an email is legit, personal work email, but you weren't expecting it, i.e. the bank sends you a support email saying, hey, we need to talk to you. If you weren't expecting it and there's a phone number in the email, don't call that number. Go to Google, DuckDuckGo, whatever Google engine or search engine you want to use, and look up the number to call that support. The other way you could do it is log into the support account for that particular service, whatever it be, bank, credit card, and go. Sometimes they'll send you a secure email via their own system, and go ahead and look in there to verify a case number in the email and things like that. Typically, they'll send more than one way of alert, not just a blanket email, because it is a way to spam people. The other thing too with email looking legit is look at the address it came from. If it come from a @Canvas account and you have a Canvas bank account, possibly it's probably legit. If it comes from gibbledygook of whatever email, you know, or junk name they want to use, that's probably not legit. So, and if it's just junk email, just delete it. We don't need to know every junk email. If it's a pretty good spam email that you kind of caught, hey, this actually is coming from a CSU address, but it's not actually IT support saying I need to change your password, then go ahead and forward that to abuse@callofstate via attachment, like I talked earlier.
And Justin, real quick, sorry to interrupt you. This is called phishing. Is that the term that's used for like emails that you're describing?
Yeah, so phishing is a general term. They're just trying to drag out information from you is what their whole goal is. They want you to call their number, and they want your credit card number, or they want your personal identification number. They're going to try to get answers out of you that are security questions. So those typical security questions when you set up an account, what's your mother's maiden name, you know, where do you live, where'd you graduate high school, those standard questions. Those are the kind of questions they're going to try to draw out of you possibly. As well on that same topic, some people, it's up to you on this, is answer that question as if you were your spouse or someone else that you're closely related to, even though it may be your account. But so that just kind of gives you one twist in the something you will know, but maybe the attacker won't. They'll look up your identity and your graduation, right? Facebook will tell you who your mother is, where you graduated high school. Things like that. So if you answer it on someone else that's close to you, but you have to remember, those are little things you have to remember if you set up an account like that. Other ways that you can protect yourself is don't plug in any unidentified USB drives. If you find one on the ground, don't plug it in. Just turn it into lost and found or whatever. Password security. Don't write it down and hide it near your computer. If you need to write it down, put it somewhere safe, in your personal safe, in another room, in a kitchen cabinet. Put it somewhere else that's not next to your computer. Consider also using a password safe app. There's many apps out there. Some are paid, some are free. Some of them are on your computer and some of them are on your phones or both. And typically you have one password that you can get into your password app, password manager, and then go from there on getting your passwords.
So speaking of passwords, on a lot of like websites where you have to sign in, it asks if you want to autosave your password, making it easier to get in next time. What do you recommend there?
So that's a good question as well. If it's a personal computer and you pretty much have full control over it, it's with you a lot of the time, and you have good control over that device, it is okay to save it as long as you have a good password to get into your computer. If you save your computer on your web browser to get into your email account, and then you don't have a password to get into your computer, you in essence give a free pass to your email, which is where they send verification emails to your bank account, things like that. I wouldn't do it to any sensitive information. If it's saving it to your Spotify account, it's not that big a deal. What are they going to get? Your emails, your bank accounts, your credit cards, I would not recommend doing that. But a lot of those also have gone to dual authentication, which CSU is also in Duo for our double authentication. So it also has to send you a text or some sort of second authentication to get into that account. So that's how that service provider is helping you protect you. More back on the safety topic, don't let others use your computer when you're logged in, especially work machines. Also, get in the habit of locking or logging off your computer whenever you leave your computer. Therefore, you don't get unattended access or inadvertent access from someone you don't trust to use that computer. Make individual accounts for everybody that's going to use that computer, so it isolates who's doing what. And also, if it does get infected, it typically affects that one user account more than anything else. On that same note, the Microsoft recommends, if you have an admin account on your home machine, is having that separate from your day-to-day use. And then if someone does get into your account, they don't have admin rights to your laptop or computer in any way. So have an admin account that's, you know, whatever your last name, family account, that's the admin, and then individual first names for the user accounts. Also keep your machine up to date with the Windows updates, Mac OS updates, whatever machine, phone updates, keep those up to date, those pushing security patches, and that helps protect your system from anything. Also restarting your computer regularly will help make sure those patches are applied. Weekly is a good amount. You can kind of push it bi-weekly. Microsoft sends out updates typically the second Tuesday of every month. They call it Patch Tuesday. So for sure, once a month after those apply, some systems will automatically reboot your system as well, depending on that. So
let's talk about cell phones. How can we protect ourselves on our cell phones? What does cybersecurity mean on our cell phone?
That's a interesting topic because every phone is different. Be it Samsung, be it a Google phone, be it an iPhone, they all kind of run their security differently. Just like Windows and Mac, they kind of do it differently. But in general terms, same thing. Keep it up to date. Keep applying those OS updates, those software updates that come from the manufacturer, Samsung, Apple, so on and so forth. You can consider using a VPN, a virtual private network app, that kind of hides your activity from wherever you're connected. All that, say, Starbucks Wi-Fi will see is that you connected to this VPN service and all your traffic kind of goes behind that private tunnel. So anybody watching the Starbucks traffic will only see your connection to that VPN. Virtual private network. It's kind of like how we use Pulse Secure here. When you connect to it, you can get into CSU's traffic, so you have a direct tunnel to CSU, even though you're at home or a coffee shop. So it's using that same technologies for your general network needs. Also, just consider using your data plan, especially a lot of the plans are unlimited now. Consider just using that so you keep that secure connection with Verizon, because Verizon or AT&T or T-Mobile, they control that network versus the public Starbucks Wi-Fi. That's typically a little more secure, but less speed, there's some trade-offs with it, right? So, in the short, just really keep your devices up to date with those system security patches.
The last question I have for you, what should we do if we are scammed? If we do receive a phishing attack and we accidentally give them our information, or we know that something's not quite right, but we clicked on the link.
It happens to everybody, right? Everybody gets that bad ad that popped up screaming at them, whatever, call this, your computer's going to be infected, so on and so forth. Everybody's had that instance. Maybe not everybody, but most people have had that experience, or someone they know close to them has had that experience. The quickest thing to do, just unplug the internet and see if it goes away, right? If it's that's how the attacker is going to get to you is via your internet. So turn off your internet to your computer, unplug it from the network, however it works out, and just disconnect it. And then sometimes those are just ads that you can just close your web page and start over a new web page and it goes away. But that does happen. Don't call the number on the screen. They're just going to try to fish you for more information. Call your IT support if it's a work computer. 491-4734 is our help desk. Or on a personal computer, talk to a local IT company that, you know, Best Buy, Geek Squad, or any kind of the support companies to help you clean your machine if you feel like they got that far. If you did call the number and they got into your machine. The other thing you can do is change your passwords to things that you've kind of recently did or anything they're asking in specific accounts to. Like, hey, what's your Wells Fargo password? Can you sign in here? Change those passwords out. And I would recommend any really private information things just to change in general, especially if it's saved to your computer, your web browser. Change those passwords through there. And really your private information, your email, your bank, credit card, things like that. Change those passwords. And then always, I mean, your computer typically run antivirus scans regularly, once a month, however it's scheduled when you set it up. But go ahead and just run a quick scan or a full scan from that software, and just to make sure everything's kind of cleaned up from that attack.
Well, thank you so much, Justin. That was a lot of really great information. If you're interested in learning more, you can always reach out to our tech services or to the new ACNS, which just changed their name to what?
Division of IT.
Division of IT. Additionally, on Tuesday, March 29th from 2 to 3, we are holding a virtual session hosted by another technology services staffer, Bill Davis, to talk more about how HDS Tech Services provide cybersecurity and what you can do to help protect yourself and protect our network here in housing. Thank you so much for joining us today. We look forward to you joining us again next week. Thank you.
Thank you all.